Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Dublin and Dunleary Education and Training Board, along with Fingal County Council, are doing a great thing to do with the youth in Fingal. And if you're into music and performance, this is what you need. Music Generation, they're going to bring about a way of improving the music education opportunities that are available to the young people in the area. And I am delighted to be speaking now this morning with Julie Clark, who's from the Fingal Arts Council, and Aisling Crowley, she's the development officer from the Dublin and Dunleary Education and Training Board. Hello to you both.
Hi, Adrienne.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for joining us. It's nice to have a good news story for a change. We've a lot of doom and gloom around at the moment with the COVID and lockdown. So this is a nice story to start our day with. So perhaps I'll go to you, Julie, and maybe you can start first by telling us what this will mean to the area and what it's all about, basically, how you got involved.
Sure, Adrienne. So you're very right in saying it's an exciting time to be young in Fingal, and this is much needed good news following the challenging year that children, young people and musicians have experienced. So this really signals a new era for music education in the county. So just to give you a bit of background information on Music Generation, Music Generation is Ireland's national performance music education programme, and its leading aim is to transform the lives of children and young people by giving them opportunities to create, play and perform music in their own communities. So it was originally initiated by Music Network in 2010, and it's co-funded by U2, the Ireland Funds, the Department of Education and Skills, and local music education partnerships, which is where the Dublin and Dunleary Education and Training Board and Fingal County Council come into the picture. So locally, Music Generation Fingal will be led by the DDLETB in partnership with Fingal County Council and local youth education services. Yeah. So its development and formation in Fingal follows a commitment by government to support the nationwide rollout of Music Generation as part of the Creative Ireland Creative Youth Plan. So ultimately, Music Generation will be in every city and county in Ireland, providing high quality, subsidised performance music education in the near future. And I suppose that the magic here in Fingal for us is in the three organisations working together. So bringing a blend of experience and knowledge that offers a strong foundation for the development of a music programme that reflects and enriches the lives of young people living in Fingal. So we really want to nurture confidence in music and to help young people realise their musical ability in diverse ways and across musical genres.
Very good. Now, if I go with you, Aisling, isn't it, Aisling?
Yeah, hi, Adrian.
Hi,
yeah.
Aisling. Now, how did the Dublin and Dunleary Education and Training Board get involved then, and especially with regards to the Fingal area?
Well, I suppose Dublin and Dunleary Education and Training Board, we have a long-standing working partnership with Fingal County Council, and we have also been involved with other Music Generation partnerships across the county, so with Music Generation Dunleary Rath Down and then Music Generation South Dublin. So we were very excited when we were given the opportunity to partner with Fingal and Music Generation to see it rolled out to the rest of our administrative area. And I suppose just to say that Fingal has a really large youth population. I mean, under 18s, it's nearly 29.4% of the total population of Fingal is under the age of 18. So it's a really, as Julie said, it's a really exciting opportunity to see Music Generation roll out and really trying to promote access and availability of music education to young people in the county.
Yes, it's a fantastic opportunity. Mm. Now, through lockdown times, things will be different. So how do you see things, the training and the opportunities, how are they going to take these on board? Maybe, Julie, I'll go to you with that.
Yeah, so Adrienne, like that's something that was, I suppose, a challenge for us. So when we first came together, like where we're actually at right now is the result of 15 months of work. So in the initial phase of work in 2020, when the ETB and Fingal County Council came together, We began by consulting with the general public and with young people and with musicians. But we actually initiated that process just on the cusp of COVID and the lockdown. So very quickly we realised that we needed to adapt and rethink our mode of delivery. So that is an ongoing challenge across all of our work, like in Fingal Arts Office and, of course, for Aisling in the ETB. A lot of our programmes in terms of our public engagement moved virtually. It all went online. Then, of course, people, you know, very naturally, you know, had Zoom fatigue. I think we've all experienced that. So, you know, we're trying to think of creative ways of engaging with, you know, our audiences that utilise technology, but also that just provide safe ways for us to come together and learn through the arts. So that is something that we are exploring and will be a big job as well for the Music Development Officer who will be in place soon.
Yes, I was going, just you're very leading on. You would think we had this all fully rehearsed now there. I was just going to ask Aisling about that. The first thing that you've got to do is recruit a music generation development officer, and you're in the process of that. I was going to ask you when was the closing date, but I believe it closed there on Friday. All applications
That's right.
are through.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us about that. What did this specific expertise, what was it needed, and how are you going about finding somebody? Has it been a long process?
Well, I, you know, the Music Generation Development Officer post, this is a really exciting new role, and it's a new role for Dublin and Dunleary ETB as well. We'll be, I suppose, hosting the employment of the person. But their main role now is going to implement, it will be to implement the plans for the performance music education programmes. And they'll be key, I suppose, in linking in with young people and communities across Fingal County Council, and working very closely with Music Generation, the Music Generation Steering Group and other partner agencies. I suppose central to their work is the voice and needs of children and young people locally. And that's central to any of the programmes we'll be delivering through Music Generation. And I suppose the overall aim of it is that there will be a new generation of musical youth in Fingal, and that we'll make sure all young people have the opportunity for equality of access to music education. So we need somebody very dynamic, somebody very passionate, somebody very good at, I suppose, liaising with multiple levels, and who has experience of working with young people who might be experiencing disadvantage in urban and rural settings. So it's a very exciting role. It's going to be developing over the next few months, and this music generation, the Music Generation Development Officer role, it will be a central steering role within the programme.
I'm sure they will, and they'll definitely have their hands full with a lot of activities that they have to do. Tell
Absolutely.
Me a little bit about the different activities then, because it's going to be right across the spectrum. I mean, it's from music engineers right through to singers, musicians, you know, playing piano, guitar. Everything's going to be covered, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think initially it's really focusing on young people, schools, children with additional needs, young people who are experiencing disadvantage. And the initial, I suppose, tranche of programme delivery will be for the 12 to 18 year olds. And then that'll extend out to early years and the primary model. So there's going to be a huge amount of young people engaged in the Music Generation Fingal programme, and a huge opportunity of access across the community in Fingal County Council, which is very diverse, you know, and a very, very rich in multiple cultures as well. So it's a very exciting opportunity.
Yes, definitely. Now, will it be coming through the schools themselves? How will the students or the children, you know, between those ages, how will they find out about these things?
Julie, do you want to...
Yes, Julie, do you want to...
You know, it'll be through various avenues. So, you know, we will be publicising opportunities through the youth services, through the schools, through the ETB's databases, through Fingal County Council's Arts Office databases, also utilising our social media platforms, our websites as well. We keep our websites very up to date. So if anyone is interested in finding out more about this programme, or, you know, looking to get in touch with anyone to speak about it, you know, they can look, first of all, to our websites, but also they can get in touch with DDLETB and with Fingal Arts Office. You know, we encourage especially young people to register interest, because when the music development officer is in place, you know, their first task will be to actually get to know people in the community, to go out and work with existing music providers, to get to know the musicians in the county and further afield, and get to know what it is that young people want. So what types of music they're engaged with at the moment, or what they're interested in, or what would they like to try if it was offered.
Brilliant. It sounds very exciting. And when do you hope to have it all then starting, I suppose? How long is the development officer? When will you have him recruited or her recruited? And what's...
Well, we're hoping to have the development officer in place in the coming weeks. So, as you know, that recruitment process is just, you know, is nearly completed. So we would hope to have that development officer in place in May or June, depending on when they're available to start. And then, obviously, the next stage then will be reaching out to the music, musician educators as well. That's another big piece of the programme as well. We'll have there'll be musical opportunities for musicians locally as well to engage with the programme, and that will follow on next after the recruitment of the music generation officer.
Right, yes. Yes, it's
very good. Hope to have the programmes run out then by September, I think, is the hope.
Oh, right, for the school year, the start of the school year, September. That's fantastic. It just sounds like such an exciting thing to be doing for all the young people. And as you say, music, you know, I'm always trying to champion local artists and get them on the show, because there's so little going on in that area, and it's just lovely that they'll get this opportunity. I wish I was young again. Brilliant. Yeah.
Well, just to say, Adrienne, just in case there are any artists listening, you know, Fingal Arts Office, even throughout the pandemic, we've been really active with our programme, from delivering, like, mentoring opportunities to artists, to provide guidance and assistance as they kind of navigate this very unusual time, and try and keep their practice afloat and developing. So, you know, again, I direct people to fingalartsoffice.ie to look at our programmes. We have a full public art programme. We have a full youth and education programme. And they're all running even now during this time.
Yes, that's fantastic. They really need that sort of help and support and advice, somewhere where they can get advice, because it is has been difficult times for the industry. But definitely, this is really good to hear. And I'm delighted to have spoken to you both. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And wish you all the best of luck. Wish you all the best of luck with this. I mean, we might get you back now with future people in the career. Yes, yeah, that would be lovely. Right, thanks so much, Julie.
Thank you very much.
And Aisling, take care. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.